Another one.
Congratulations.
You played yourself.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pink Matter, a podcast that discusses the modern woman. I'm Sam Ray.
And I'm Jamila Jarrell. Follow us on SoundCloud and Twitter at The Pink Matter, and we are also available on iTunes and Audioboom.
Also, follow us on our personal Twitters at Love Saray
and at Jamila Jarrell. And don't forget,
on Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter.
That was good. That was good, guys. That was good, man. I was impressed, man. That was good.
So, apparently, guys, whining isn't sexual.
Whining isn't sexual.
No, I'm sorry. I don't agree with that. Like, whining... Okay, let me explain my perspective, right? Okay. So, Caribbean people, because I'm sorry, this is going to be... It's going to have to be a Caribbean v. African thing. Caribbean people... What you're saying is that it's fun for you guys. It's just dancing. It means nothing. That's not what I'm trying to say. Yes, fair enough. It is just dancing and it's fun. But to me and to most Africans, I'm sure I can speak on their behalf, you're imitating a sexual act. You are basically having dry sex. So to me, it's a sexual act, but I'm not saying that the person that's receiving the wine or the person that's giving the wine must see it as sexual. Does that make sense?
Mm.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I think, you know how like Congolese people dance, yeah, when they dance by themselves, yeah, and they're whining?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That in itself is not sexual.
That's having fun.
But two people grinding upon one another, yeah, that is sexual. Like, that is basically too close. Like, that's
you're rubbing your ass on someone's genitals. Do you understand? Like, seriously. Like, I mean
we can get into the discussion on the timeline. We can talk about this.
What I saw that it was irritating me, I'm not gonna lie, was people saying that us Africans were predators or were predatory because we're thinking of it as a sexual act. Like, that's when you're going too far, and that's when you're trying too hard to defend something that just two people just don't agree on. Like,
people are saying it's culture, and I get that it's part of your culture, but yeah, at the same time, I feel like that isn't extended the other way. When we're talking about like some stuff in African culture, when we say it's part of our culture, you can't tell us. Like, they'll say some part of our culture is offensive. For example, if you say the word they'll deny that.
God.
Oh, because it's part of your culture, that means it's offensive. Do you get what I mean? So, I think personally, you know, teach their own. I think it's sexual when two people are dancing against one another. That is sexual. If it is whining by themselves, you know, like the Congolese people do it with their hips, that is not sexual. That
you
is
wouldn't
just
mind
my...
you wouldn't mind your man maybe salsa dancing with, or like cutting shapes. Let me just be serious. You wouldn't mind your man cutting shapes with a girl, with a female. I'm sure you wouldn't. If you do, you're pathetic to me.
I kind of would, because why are you cutting shapes?
Cutting shapes with a girl. Are you all right? Like,
why are you cutting shapes?
Like, smooth man. But then you would mind your man whining with someone. Why is that? Because there's a form of intimacy to it. That's why. And
let's get into this discussion at The Pink Matter. Let us know what you think. I think it's sexual. Sam thinks it's sexual. It's sexual.
I think it's sexual.
Pink Matter says it's sexual.
There was something else I was gonna say as well regarding this, but I can't remember. If I remember, I'll mention it. But yeah.
Anyway, guys, hi, I'm Jamila Joie.
And I'm Sam Ray.
And we are back with yet another episode. I'm so, like, you know, the last episode, it was very hard for us to, like, as both individuals and, you know, as daughters and et cetera, et cetera. But the amount of support that we got was amazing. Like, I had girls coming to me and telling me that it inspired them to talk to their mums about what they've been through, and it just felt amazing. Like, you guys are the best. I know it took a lot out of Sam, especially, to share something like that without speaking to her mum, who listens to the podcast.
Well, yeah, in that aspect, yeah, because the thing is, it wasn't hard for me to share it at all, honestly speaking. It was harder for me to share it when I wrote about it, as I said before, which was Jamila's old platform Snatched, because I remember when I was going to release it, I was literally shaking. I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna get judged. Like, I did not, like, I didn't know how to feel. So I can only imagine that's how Jamila felt this time round. For me, obviously, I've already spoken out about it. But yeah, with my mum, in regards to my mum, yeah, she listened to the podcast. She listens to every podcast. She heard everything. And yeah, I hadn't spoken about it. And she was just like, I was listening to it with her. And certain parts, she'd be like, ha! She was just like, wow, where did this happen? Like, why didn't you say anything? I wish you said something. We would have got that boy locked up, this, that, and the other. And to be honest, she actually said do a part two. So it's so funny that I kept this from her for how old am I? 26. So 9 years I kept it from her. And yet the first thing she did is do a part two. Make sure you do a part two. Because what we didn't manage to do last time, which some of you may have noticed, is we didn't really speak about... We kind of spoke our stories, but we didn't really go too much into depth about, you know, the healing process. Yeah. Or just other things, really. Yeah. Like other things that come with it. Like, for instance, I had said I was at one of the incidents, I didn't tell the person I was dating because I felt like he would blame me for it and stuff like that. Like things surrounding that, she was really like, oh, I wish you had spoken about that.
Yeah, so, like my situation, it hindered me going forward with a lot of like
people, exactly.
Guys I date.
So she's saying do a part two. Obviously, I said we don't want to be too serious, too obsessive. Yeah. Right? So maybe one day we
maybe
can.
Maybe one
we
day we'll have self-therapy. We'll
yeah, talk exactly. About self-therapy. So,
yeah, I let my mom listen to a bit of it. Yeah, she was very proud. She was like, it's good that we shared our stories. Yeah. And yeah, she, well, I always, you know, I talk about my mom a lot. So she felt very happy that you guys were like, oh, your mom's amazing. So she was like, yeah, see, they appreciate me and you don't. But yeah, the girls that reached out, like I said, I had so many telling me that yeah, it inspired them to talk to their parents as well. So it's a big thing for you to speak. Like, you can speak to your friends about it, you can speak to anybody, but talking to your mum is like a whole nother yeah. level of exposure that you're not even used to. And you know, once you get past that, I swear to God, you end up telling your mum bare shit. Like, you end up telling your mum about everything you're going through in your life. You start telling your mum about the guys you're dating and the waste men they are and shit like that. Like, it's so mad what it opens
honestly,
for you.
Honestly, I tell my mum everything anyway, so that. But that was just one thing. I don't know why, I just wasn't really willing to say. But, like, oh, there was something I was just about to say. In regards to people that were opening up and saying, you know, this and that has happened to them, it's weird because it's such a taboo. Like, that's the thing. That's why I love social media now. It's given so many people voices that you may not have had before. Because how, okay, for instance, before Twitter was around and stuff like that, how else would someone kind of speak out on sexual assault? Or, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. How else would we have done that? So that's why I love social media. It's making things like this more, making people, giving people voices, really.
And as I said before, another thing is that speaking is a form of self-care as well. Yeah, like, just talking exactly. about it is a form of self-care. I don't actually have to do anything about it if I don't want to, but me telling somebody, that's me helping myself. So
yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there was one, obviously I'm not going to say who, but there was somebody that said something like, she had actually been assaulted during her relationship and she didn't tell her partner. And now she's told him and he's been so supportive. And if anything, he was like, I wish you had told me before. So she'd gone through all of this and she'd gone through feelings of being like, you know, feeling guilty and feeling kind of like worthless and just used and dirty and stuff like that. And not being able to kind of like be intimate with her partner. Meanwhile, he could have helped her through it. So guys, you know, try and find someone to speak to. If not, you know, someone that's close, you could even seek comfort in a stranger, really. Yeah.
But yeah, you guys know the drill. Send your dilemmas to curiouscat.me/thepinkmatter or pinkmattercontact@gmail.com and we will answer them on the podcast. Same with any businesses. Email us at pinkmattercontact@gmail.com if you want to be advertised on the show. Oh yeah. I forget. I keep forgetting this bit. So Life Fest.
Yeah,
don't forget,
I wasn't
guys.
Sure when you wanted to say this,
I always forget. I say it, but I think we should say it at both times so they remember.
Yeah.
So we have a code. I think the code is we have a code for people who want coins off their ticket purchase. Can't remember the name of the code. Let's see.
I didn't even know we had a code.
She didn't even know we had a code, guys. Like, she's whispering, but I can hear her. So our code is PINK5. So if you want coins off your ticket, don't forget to use the code PINK5. We are not going to tweet this out, so you better listen carefully. And yeah, we hope to see you guys. We'll be on the Discover stage, yeah, answering dilemmas live. Like, live. All of your dilemmas, just live. So, yeah, so can't
it's
wait.
More raw, because some of these dilemmas we actually read beforehand. Like, we have a few on this episode. I didn't even know we had that many. Jamila was like, yeah, we have a few to answer. I'm like, do
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we have quite. But, like, so,
yeah. Oh, yeah, guys, Micah's 1 month old now. Woo-woo!
I know, he's getting so big so quickly. Oh, like, I can't believe a month has gone past.
Those pictures did him justice. He's actually, like, really chubby now. But, yeah, he's 1 month old, guys. Time is flying.
And Sam looks great, guys.
Oh, thank you, babes. Like,
she actually does.
This is the first time I've actually released any pictures of him, though, like, on social media.
She thinks she's Beyonce. Like, she thinks she's Beyonce giving us, like, bare hidden faces and stuff. Like, what the fuck, bitch? Like, just show the face. Show his face.
In due time.
He looks so much like her.
Do you know what? It's been so mixed as well. Now, more recently, everyone's like, oh my God, he looks exactly like you. He looks exactly like you. And I'm happy because when I got those 4D scans, and literally it did look exactly like him when he came out. So I was just like, this isn't fair. He doesn't look anything like me. I've carried him for 9 months. I'm going through this, that, and the other. All this pain for him to not even take any of my features. I swear, he better have my hair or something.
He does have your hair.
I know, innit? And I was just so upset. Like, why doesn't he look anything like me? And he came out, he didn't look like me. But now, as time's going on, he's starting to look like me. When I do look at my baby photos, I do see
it. Their eyes are so similar.
Yeah,
so
my mum was like, I feel like I'm holding you as a baby. So that's good. And shout out to the sonographer, because she was like, he has so much hair. And I'm not being rude, yeah. Okay, I'm not being rude. But I just thought it was like, you know, because white babies don't come out with that much hair. Some do, but not that many. Yeah. So
it tends to be really faint.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, obviously I'm not shading, because look at their hair. Like, who has longer hair down the line? But still, so I just thought maybe she just thinks it's long when it's not. But yeah, he came out with so much.
He didn't even come out wrinkly. He came out bare cute.
He came out so lovely, smooth ass skin. But yeah.
But yeah, let's get started with the show.
So head over to hairrest.co and use the discount code PINKMATTER to get coins off your purchases.
So on today's episode, Pink Matter discusses bad sex experiences. So we wanted to lighten things up a bit.
Or embarrassing sex stories.
Yeah. So we want to lighten things up a bit, you know, because the last episode was very, you know, serious. Mm-hmm. So we thought, let's get some laughs in.
We thought we'd do ladies. Do you want to have some fun?
So we got a few stories. We asked about like 10 to 30 people about their stories. And yeah, it's both women and men. We've got men telling us a lot of nasty shit they've gone through. And we've got women telling us about, you know, for the women, it's mostly it's bad sex. For the men, it's embarrassing.
I think that's why you titled it that. Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Because for women, it's just bad sex.
Guys, it's just, it's embarrassing.
Okay, so I'll start it off. We've got a guy. So, met this through a quote-unquote double date. I was just being a wingman. We started chilling and she caught feelings. Wanted to get wife and I was never really on it. So whenever we'd have sex, it would never be proper because she always said she wanted to be my girl first. Anyway, so one day we were having sex and in my mind I was like, yes, finally about to bust a nut. She starts riding me and I'm bare like, yeah, get it.
Get it.
In brackets, he said, okay, that was a joke. She's riding me then. All of a sudden, she's like, babe. I'm like, yeah. She goes, I want to be yours. Still riding me. I'm like, huh? She goes, she wants to be my girlfriend. So out of shock and reaction, I threw her off and she landed on the floor. Never spoke again that day till I saw her at last year's carnival.
Oh, goodness gracious me. What would you do if someone threw you off them, like, onto the floor?
As if I'm a fly. Am I a mosquito? Like, no, why are you... Like, you literally fling me.
I wonder if they continued to have sex after that. I know they didn't, they didn't speak again, but did she, like, at least finish it off? Or...
I asked, did you say anything when you dropped her? He said, she was just like, ouch, why would you do that? I just said, sorry, but you caught me off guard.
How can you throw someone off you just because they asked to be your girl? Like,
why?
You're so out of order. You're actually out of order.
What's yours?
Okay, so the first one I've got... So, this is a guy. He said, I've got one where I was going to have sex with a girl who had already made a name of exposing a guy with a small dick. So I was really nervous when I was going to beat.
Why was he nervous?
I had heard she was a pretty stiff beat, but it was way worse when I actually beat. Look, I don't like the word beat, yeah, okay? We need to just... Actually, I'm being a hypocrite because I use the word beat. Anyway, she was so stiff that I thought she wasn't enjoying it, and the exposing thoughts came into my head. So while I was beating, I got a flop, and I was forcing. Then I started sweating so much it was actually dripping in her face.
He so was scared. He
said, so I had to just finger her for 35 minutes after that. How can you be sweating onto someone's face? Like, literally.
The pressure was real.
The pressure was so real.
He was like, nah, I can't have people finding out I got a small dick.
I don't think he was saying he had a small dick, but I think she... It was the pressure. She's the girl. Yeah, she's the type of person to expose, so she wasn't...
All right. Okay, I got one from a girl. So I was seeing this guy for a few months, and he was the second guy I've had sex with. So when we first started seeing each other, we were having sex, and I wasn't really experienced in having sex, so I thought it would get better with each go. Turns out it never did. All we ever did was missionary, and he gave head like a cat. That's not even the end. So one day I thought, oh my god, he's gonna flip me over into doggy position, and he flipped me over, and all he did was kiss my back and then flip me back over again.
I am
worst dead. Sex ever.
How can he flip you over to kiss your back? He didn't even doggy you. I am so sorry.
Listen, these, wow, okay,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm from the sorry, bottom of my sis. Heart.
I'm so sorry about that. Like,
wow.
Even
she said she got excited. She said, oh, I'm talking.
Finally.
Just kissed her back at them. Back to missionary.
No, I'm so dead. Okay, so I have one where... Okay, hold on a second. Let me go, because I had another boy. Let me go to a girl's one. Okay, so... Someone said... This is a girl. She said, one time... I was having sex with a guy and I felt like I was going to pee, but I wasn't sure because I'd been told that when you feel like you're going to pee, it means you're going to have either an orgasm or squirt. So I'm having sex. She said, I'm having sex. And then water starts to come out. Now, at this point, I'm thinking, okay, I've squirted for the first time. But... after going under the covers, I could smell urine.
wait. Was he fingering her or?
No, they were having sex. So she said, I could smell urine. So at this point, I don't think the boy realized that I had just peed all over his bed, and he continued to have sex with me. After that, we just laid in my pee. Which he thought was my squirt. Now, ever since then, I've been so paranoid whenever I'm going to squirt that I have to wipe myself and sniff it to make sure it's not pee.
Listen, you right for taking those precautions. Yeah, you right. She says she has to wipe herself and sniff.
I'm so dead. No, seriously though, like, okay, when it comes to that, there's a big debate about whether squirt is actually like pee or if it's just something, like it's just a fluid.
I think it's a reserve of water.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's a water reserve, but it's pee.
I'm going to research it because I really want to know. But what it's would pee. You research? Like, what is squirt? Like, what do you call squirt? What is a scientific
pee.
Word? No. What is a scientific urine. Word for squirt?
Urine.
No.
Urine.
No, seriously, I'm going to research this. What is a scientific word for squirt? Because I want to know what that actually is. Because it's true, like... it would feel like you're actually, just pissing yourself.
But where does the squirting come out of?
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. I want to actually
know which hole
that.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's what I know. I know that's what I'm saying. I want to research that. I don't know.
You don't know which hole it comes out of? I don't know which hole it comes out of either.
It just comes out. I don't know. I've never thought, oh, what hole did that come out of? Like,
guys, you know which hole squirting comes out of?
I don't know.
Because, okay, if it comes out of the first hole, then it's definitely pee.
The first hole is... Yeah, okay. And then the second hole is... But what comes out of that second hole normally anyway? Is it just period?
Blood.
Yeah.
Amniotic fluid.
Amniotic fluid. I don't know because when
imagine
I,
if it
no, because when my waters broke, it felt like I was just pissing myself. I'm sure that was coming out of like where my piss comes out of. I don't know.
No, actually, it's not.
No, but I swear, I don't know why it felt like that. Maybe it's because it's in the internal part.
Yeah.
But it seriously just feels like you will not stop pissing yourself. Like that is what it felt like.
So it is pee then.
How? No, because amniotic fluid isn't pee, but it comes out of. Okay, wait. I don't know. No, no, no.
So it's
no.
Amniotic fluid?
No, because the squirt comes out of the part that the amniotic fluid comes out of. Now I know. So it doesn't come out of where your pee comes. I don't know. Okay, forget this.
Guys, no, wait. The squirt comes out of where the amniotic fluid comes out of.
I think it comes out of where your blood
That's where
comes
your blood
out
comes out of.
Yeah.
So that means...
Actually, no. I don't know. I don't want to sound disgusting.
It's clear blood.
Shut up.
Guys, who's educated on this? Let us know. Where does the squirting come out of? We don't actually know.
Do you know what makes me laugh? Sorry, I'm just being so extra on this dilemma because I find it funny. But, like, guys actually gargle squirt. Like, they actually gargle it. So
what if it's
pee,
clear blood?
Then it's pee. Okay, if it's okay, there's no such thing as clear blood. But if it's pee...
Okay, what if in this scenario it's clear blood?
Okay, if it's clear blood, then they're gargling clear blood. Mimi would love that shit, boy. Yuck.
Okay, this is from a guy. This one was killing me. There was one time I met up with my timeline crush. I didn't know you guys have timeline crushes. Am I anybody's timeline crush? That'd be so cute.
You wish.
Guys, let me know if I'm your timeline crush. Anyway, okay. There was this one time I met up with my timeline crush, had sex first time, and I bust in like 20 seconds. I had to drop her home, and for the next 30 minutes drive, she was trying to shame me about it. In my own car whilst I was dropping her home. I should have just crashed the car.
Are you mad? I would have flung open that door real quick and swerved the car so she can fly out. Are you alright?
I can't lie. I wish I had that, like, you know, courage. Because I... Could what, you ever...
to shame a guy?
Not shame a guy, but like, to tell a guy he has bad sex.
No, I don't think I have. Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a certain guy that probably knows that he's, I mean, yeah, through the grapevine, he probably knows, but to directly tell the person I've never done that.
I don't have sex, I wouldn't know. Anyway, yeah, it's you next, bitch.
Oh, sorry. Okay, wait, 1 second. Okay. Okay. So this is, 1 second, this is a guy's one. All right, so... One of my boys went to Amsterdam and went to the red light district. They went in and paid, then was getting wanked off by the woman. Then the woman kept saying, anal, anal. What's with this? Sex, sex. Okay, anal, anal. And my boy was like, no, pussy, pussy. And the woman said, no, anal. Then my boy bent the woman over and saw a dick. Man pushed her and was shouting, ah, ah. And the woman was trying to stop him. Man grabbed all his shit and ran out. He actually walked into one of the blue light rooms, which is for gays. So he actually got wanked off by a man. Woo.
Ew. Sorry. Who told you to go for... Listen, you know what? More power to the sex workers, yeah?
Honestly.
Because nobody begged you. It's nobody true. Begged you. Everyone's love to say...
I didn't know there was a blue light district. Is it blue light district? Blue, yeah. Well, blue light, blue room. Light rooms, but...
Nobody begged you. Shout out to the sex workers. Get that coin, B. Okay, so this one starts. All right, so boom. My worst sexual experience ever was when I went to a restaurant with this guy... After we went to the hotel, you know, to finish off the night. Can you imagine this guy couldn't stroke? Like, he didn't know how to stroke. He was literally laying on me, trying to push it in like an AOP. I was so offended, I couldn't believe it. Worst sex ever. Had to go on top. That's how bad it was. How can you not know how to stroke? I don't think I'm explaining it properly. You're in doggy position and he's fumbling to find your hole. Puts it in and isn't even holding you or anything. Just support for support. Just pushing. Imagine someone planking on top of you and trying to thrust. I'm fuming just thinking about it.
Planking on top of you.
Trying to thrust.
Oh my God.
So it's like, you're shuffling.
That's like someone that told me, right, that there was a guy that was so fat he had to like put...
Don't be disgusting.
No, seriously, he was so fat. Listen to this, yeah. He was so fat that he had her in doggy and had to rest his stomach on her ass while he was doggy. Okay. Next one. So, okay, so someone said, a short one I've got is, I started to have sex. A strong scent came out of nowhere, like bleach. I accused her of being on her period. I was going to vomit, so I ran to the toilet. She was like, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing, and deleted me on the way home. And I asked, I said, what was it? As in the smell. And he said, it was her. She had come off her period like 2 days before, but I think she was still on. But she kept flopping links. So I don't think she wanted me to cut her off. I think she thought she could get away with being on her period.
Okay, that's disgusting. God,
period sex just makes me sick.
That is nasty. I know you guys want to say, lay down a red towel. Don't be disgusting, okay? It's not that deep, okay, to always be having sex. Just relax.
Exactly. Just chill. It's only a flipping few days out of a month. Can you not wait?
Okay. Oh. I got another one.
Another one. Congratulations.
You played yourself.
Assert!
Lion!
Okay, sorry. Okay, no, I don't want to. Okay. My worst sexual experience, to be fair, it's even my fault because I saw the red flag, or should I say smelt it. I should have just cancelled, but when you're thinking with your penis, you're all about that nut. Anyway, so interacted with a babe off Twitter, eventually flew in the DMs and collected the number and arranged a link up shortly after a week or two. Anyway, this babe gets here and she's wearing one shit shoe, but what's my own? It's not like the shoe will be on when we get to business. So I put on a movie, which I didn't plan on watching at all, lol, and I eventually pounced, started kissing, but this girl can't kiss. Why did our teeth clang together like grandfather clock? So I stuck with kissing the neck, eventually popped tea out of the bra. Please tell me why one smell was itching my nose whilst I was sucking breast. Mm. This was my cue to stop, but you know me, I'm shameless. No, I don't know you. So carried on eventually, our clothes are off and I only have two doms left on at the time. One normal, one flavoured. I was like, let me save the regular one for round two. Now, this flavoured one was banana. Yo, and I slid that in the combination flavor of the smell of banana. An unkept naan was an absolute madness. R.P. nose. Even the head was a shambles. Bare teeth like she was trying to sharpen a pencil. But yeah, mad. Oh my God, banana.
Banana and unkept naan. No,
that is disgusting. I can actually just imagine that. That is disgusting.
Banana doesn't even smell nice. Like, who the hell has banana? You guys stop getting free condoms and go buy condoms.
Okay, one second. I've got one. Right, I'm sorry, I've got loads of boys ones. I don't know why, I only asked boys. Jamila kind of scouted the rest, but I'll read some of them. Okay, so I had sex with a girl who was 6'2". She kept trying to make me...
Bye.
She kept trying to make me doggy, but her bum was coming up to my chest. So I was like, nah. And she was like, come on. So I tried it and it was terrible.
You should have stood up.
Yeah, this is what he's about to say. So I ended up having to stand up off the bed while she was on the bed. Afterwards, she was like, that was way better when you stood up. I forgot I'm taller than you. I was basically squatting in the beginning.
How tall?
6'2".
How tall was he then?
Oh, I don't. Oh, well, this person, I know how he's... how tall is he? Probably like 5'11", 5'10". About 5'10" or 11".
That is hilarious. Okay, I got another girl. Hey ladies, I've got a bad sex story. So it was like one of the first times I've ever had sex, like 6-7 years ago. Anyway, I really liked this boy at the time. I thought I was in love with him. He wasn't my boyfriend, but I wanted to have sex with him to make him love me back. Imagine the stupidity. So I get to his house and we start doing the touchy-feely stuff, and then we start lipsing and his breath reeked like proper stank. I couldn't believe it. I was almost gagging from the smell. It was like egg and fart. Oh my God, I can't even think about it because I feel like crying at the memory. Anyway, I thought, nah, I can't go home now. I came all this way and I'm fucking this dude. I don't care. I'll hold my breath. his breath was so bad I couldn't even get wet. He was putting it in, but he was also talking in my face at the same time, so it was awful. I couldn't concentrate and I was trying to hold my breath, which was making me feel lightheaded and woozy. Absolutely terrible. He brought out some lube and kept asking why I wasn't getting wet. I said, I don't know, maybe my vagina is shy, lol. Worst sex ever, and he was so gross. That was the first and last time that ever happened.
No, but you yourself, yeah, like, why would you continue to have sex with someone that has smelly breath? Like, do you not kiss like during sex, or
you know, then once he's already put in, that's character your body can't say, like, oh fuck it, might as well continue.
Might as well, exactly.
Might as well continue.
But how do you say lightheaded and woozy from someone's breath? Oh, but I know that eggy smell she's talking about, that eggy breast smell.
Like he had an egg sandwich, egg and crust.
It just smells like egg, like boiled egg inside his mouth. But yeah, okay, so I got given a list of different things, like one boy had just gone to his friends and just asked for their story. So these are just like really quickly. So one of them being the girl farted during sex. What would you do if you farted during sex?
Continue to fart. Like, I'll just keep fart. I'll make a beat.
Do a drive-by. I was going to make a beat out for Afrobeats.
Bruh. Once you farted, that's it. You might as well continue to fart.
I'm so dead.
Like, what would you do?
I would try and pass it off as a fanny fart.
I'd probably start beatboxing outside. I don't know what I did.
I'm not gonna lie, that's happened to me. It wasn't during sex though, but it was just in the room. Okay, yeah. Let's just not go there. Anyway. Anyways, another one. The guy got poo on his dick after anal, so everyone calls him poo-poo dick now.
That's what you get for doing anal. That's what you get. Who begged you?
I'm dead. Okay, so another one was choking during sex because she had to vomit. I don't know. I don't get that one. I'm going to have to move on. Another one was the guy could smell poo during doggy, so he had to make up an excuse that he got a cramp after football and then left.
Wow. Guys, you need to wipe your bum properly.
Yup.
Okay, my worst sexual experience was a guy came within seconds of entering my vagina, as in he stuck it in straight one or twice and then started convulsing.
What?
Yeah, he stuck it in.
Yeah.
Stroked once or twice and then started convulsing. Yeah.
Oh, as in he was going to bust?
No, he bust.
Yeah, that's Nesquik. That is a Nesquik situation. So anyone that's listened to our previous podcast, you will know what I mean by Nesquik. Yep.
Got another one. I've got another one. Where? Who, what, where? How do we get right there? Here. Like, nah.
Who and what and where?
Who and what and where? Yo, I met this guy at uni in 2016, but we've been talking since college days. She was basically my uni wife. She's a pretty girl, petite too, so you know I had to get in. This guy is so full of himself. Anyway, I started uni later than everyone else, and from day one, she marked me as her territory. Fast forward now, she told me she wanted to sleep with me. And I said, why not? But this is where it gets embarrassing. I was letting her ride me, very basic, so I decided to get over. But as we switched positions, I smelt something fishy. Sprinted off to the bathroom and I see white flakes on my penis.
Oh.
Listen, I washed my dick the way Jesus washed his disciples' feet. Oh, you guys are disgusting. Don't compare that. I couldn't believe it. I had to make her go to the clinic and sort it out before I could sleep with her again. You know why this guy is foul?
Slept with her again.
Yes. I was like, why would you...
Oh my god.
White flakes on his penis.
Ew. So, here's another one. There was a time I was giving a guy head. I was still a rookie, so while I was deep throating, I ended up vomiting on his dick. I didn't want him to think
my G.
I didn't want
commit
him
to the cause.
Stop. I didn't want him to think I wasn't an uckers badders, so I had to slurp it up without him knowing. The vomit was so thick as well, I wanted to die.
My G. That is committed. Disgusting. Committed to the cause.
Swallow up your own vomit.
That's real nigga
but
shit.
It's true. It's true. That's real nigga shit. That's dedication. That is real dedication.
Yeah. Yeah. You should have got a ring, bitch. That's dedication.
Oh my god.
The bitch vomited. You know how much of a gag that, how far down throat must have been? My G. You did it well. Okay, the next one. My worst sexual experience still makes me cringe to this day. I can't even count this guy as a body because it was over before it started. Why is it it's always bust fast? Like, Nesquik niggas. Like, listen, guys, pace yourself. You guys don't pace yourself. And that's why you end up looking all crazy.
Exactly. If you know that you bust quickly, then at least wank before you have sex. Go into the toilet. Say you need to go to the toilet. Whatever you need to do. Say you need to bust a shit. It's better to take an L and say that you're busting a shit in
you
the girl's house.
You don't want me to shame you 30 minutes after.
Bust quickly. Exactly.
Okay, so So basically, I'd been talking to this guy for a while, like a while, and we'd go out and stuff. I wasn't that into him, but he was something to do when I had nothing to do. Anyway, oh, I get what you mean, girl. Trust
something
me.
Something to do when I had nothing to do. That's such a good way of putting things.
Because Sam never, Sam doesn't understand when I say, oh yeah, just yeah, why not? Yeah, I'm just, but I'm not that person anymore. I don't entertain people I'm not interested in. I just start airing you. Anyway, one day I went over to his to chill, like really chill, not Netflix and chill. But somehow we went from watching the movie to him being all up on me. He was kissing my spots. You know what? When I first read this shit, she said he was kissing my spots. I was like, why the fuck is he kissing her spots? That's disgusting.
Kissing her spots. Oh, those kinds of spots.
I thought you were like, spots. Like, this is fucking disgusting. Yeah. What kind of fetish is that? Really getting me hot and heavy. So I pushed him down to suck his dick and I properly used my air game KMT. So anyway, when it's time for penetration, please tell me why in about approximately 6 strokes he was done. You even got 6 strokes.
Yeah,
some lucky. People out here getting 1 or 2.
Exactly.
Some you should be grateful.
Getting 2.5.
As in, I was just getting into it when he came. Honestly, I looked him in the eye and said, is that it? I was fuming. I left his house horny and angry. Ugh.
Horny and angry, you know. Okay.
Hangry.
Right. Okay, so. My worst sexual experience still makes me cringe to this day. I can't even count this guy as a body.
Nope, wrong one.
Jamila. She screenshotted our curious cat and I'm sent screaming. It to me, and it's the same one. You're actually so dumb, I swear.
I'm screaming. You know what's so jokes? It's because I had screenshot the one I was going to read, and then I sent you the one that
I was supposed to read.
Yeah.
Well.
There you go.
Okay, just waiting for it to come through. Okay, so. Okay, worst sexual experience I have ever had was when I had my first one-night stand at university. I was 18 years old. I don't understand why guys insist on going down on you whilst they're very drunk. This guy was just dribbling like a dog, no direction, no style, acting as if it was his last meal. I don't have time. The sex was even worse, lol. Everything was out of rhythm. I don't know if it was because we were both insanely drunk, that's why everything was terrible. And one thing I will never understand is why everything was hairy down there. It honestly looked like tumbleweed. It was just a terrible experience all around. That's why I've never had a one-night stand since.
You know what I don't get with guys, yeah? Like, when it comes to head, like, giving head, they're so, like, terrible. Like, there's not really a lot of technique to
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Like, it's not like sucking dick. Like, it's just very focused in one area. The clit. Hello? That's it. You don't need to go anywhere else. Focus on the clit. But, yeah, guys ain't shit. I think I have another one. Do I have another one? This one's a little less bad sex, more bad sex. That makes sense. So let's see what we got. what we got. Where it at? Where I'm bare dumb. I'm bare saying what we got, and I'm the one that's got it. I'm sorry guys. Wow. Okay, I found it. So basically, I was in what seemed to be a great relationship, but the sex was dead. I'm a very sexual person, so it was a massive struggle for me to overlook this. Although I did for a long time. I tried so hard to teach him what I liked and how to touch me and where, but he just didn't get it and ended up frustrated. Mm. Eventually, I just gave up. We'd go for weeks without sex and I'd wait till he fell asleep to masturbate. Aww. I slowly started to resent him. He always felt like he wasn't enough and I finally agreed. Fast forward a few months and I decided to try the casual sex thing with this 6'3" hench Nigerian man. He's got the biggest dick I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, girl. Get it.
So much joy. You fucking go, girl.
Oh, my God.
Moral of the story is, if you're not sexually compatible, no matter how compatible you are outside of the bedroom, it may never work.
Okay, I've got one. Let me just pull it up. Okay, so sorry guys, I'm trying to find it.
Sorry guys, it's not that we're unprepared yet.
It's because we got it from so many different places. We didn't actually put it all in one place. I'm having to go to the conversations. Okay, so I was having sex with a guy, and after having sex with him, I noticed that his skin felt.
Oh shit! I have two more. Go on.
Oh, okay, yeah. I noticed that his skin felt salty. Yes, salty. When it was finished and he had left, there was salt. This is quote unquote. There was salt all over my bed. I really have no idea why, but now, coming to think of it, I think he had eczema or some kind of snake skin.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
Because you know, my first thought was fucking dandruff. I thought dandruff. I think dandruff isn't that big.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, that is disgusting.
This is why you shouldn't have sex with guys in the dark.
Oh my god. Oh okay, my god. This is from the same person, and I think this is my last. I think this is finally my last.
Okay.
My first time, which happened at a time I was much more naive than now. It's always the first time that gets you.
Honestly.
My friend's boyfriend at the time was friends with the guy who, quote unquote, popped my cherry. I fully missed school one day for whatever reason, I don't know, for sex, you know. But I remember them mentioning something like a guest house. That's basically that country's version of a travel lodge. Me being me, wants to know why we were going there, and apparently it was just to talk and chill. Then obviously I went because my head wasn't all there expecting conversation. I was expecting conversation. I think my friend knew what time it was, but I was prepping my brain with what topics we're going to be speaking about. Don't even know how it got to a point where clothes were being taken off, but I literally was more unready than Kevin Hart. I remember I even cried and moved so far out of the bed that the bedhead and me even became one. For the first time, I actually don't remember anything past the point where I couldn't move up the bed further, so I just gave up fighting it. You know, it's really sad. It's the fact that a lot of people's first time is them just giving in.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah. Like, just like, oh, sure, okay,
I think
fine,
as well, it's curiosity as well. Sometimes you don't really want to lose it, but you just kind of want to know what it's like.
Sometimes you feel bad.
Yeah.
Okay. After it was done and we regrouped with my friend and her man, she looked mad pleased, but me, I was mad disappointed in myself. Even had love bites on my neck. Guess as much as my first time was forgettable, can't have been that bad since I still went to do splits on it after that.
Oh my days.
Okay, and this is the second one. The second one was one guy I was seeing who had a single bed. Guys.
Okay. Oh, so the same person sent this.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, guys, single bed. Okay. Yay or nay, having sex with single
beds. Don't have sex with guys on single beds. They can just about fit on the bed, so what are you guys...
Single bed or bunk bed, what do you think?
Oh. You can have a double bed, bunk bed. So nah, I choose bunk bed.
I'm talking about single bunk bed. You see with bunk beds, bed.
Yeah, you can actually hang on the bars.
Am I a monkey?
You can hang
out
on the bars.
Seriously? Am I a monkey? Anyway, let me finish this story. From time he had a single bed when I've never owned one in my entire life, I shouldn't have known it was destined to not work. Can't think of a time he even lasted 5 minutes when he put it in.
Oh,
and the memorable
God.
Bit about sex with him was the shade of blue that his ceiling was. He definitely had to be the worst experience I've had, as I remember he was the first person who actually engaged in oral sex. And because he was the first, I guess I was so enticed by that, I didn't think about the damage he was doing to my believed poussoir. Is it? Poussoir. Until it was too late. I remember sitting on his face was cute for the first minute, until he started treating my nether regions like Shaki.
Oh my god.
Shaki is tripe, by the way, guys. I remember after such encounters, it was actually an issue to walk pain-free and put my legs together due to the swelling that happened as a result of him. And you know, guys, I think that's a compliment, that you not being able to walk is a compliment. It's not. What did you do to my vagina? What is wrong with it? Me, I thought that that was part of the package until I came across someone who didn't ill-treat it. Only then did I realise the unnecessary pain I was going through. But it was too late. The damage had already been done. And I'm, yeah, so she's knocked them off her body count. I don't blame you, girl.
Neither do I. Okay, so, this person said, when I lost my virginity to my ex, we were young and we would always do it at his house where his mum and stepdad lived. Anyway, after we were done having sex, he read a message on his phone from his sister that said, LOL, you're so bait. The message had been sent at 2 a.m. and he had read it at 4 a.m. So for 2 hours, she could hear us banging against her wall. Fast forward, we would always use condoms, and when he was done with them, he would tie them up and throw them into his neighbor's garden. One day, his mum knocked on his bedroom door to ask if it was him, as the neighbor had reported it to his mum. Of course, he denied, but it's no surprise that from then on, we weren't allowed to sleep in the room together anymore. He had to sleep on his sofa. Yeah. Soz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would Soz. You, why would you be throwing it outside the window? Who can does you imagine that? Your mom, if someone comes and say, oh, your son is throwing condoms out into my garden? And imagine being the person receiving the condoms.
Like, you'd be so angry. Imagine when you're in your garden, you just feel like your head. Exactly, I would be so exactly. angry.
The one that I've just sent, the one that Jamila's going to read, I've just sent from the same person as well. So, yeah.
Okay. One time I went to meet a guy I was seeing at his house. He told me everyone was out at church. You guys were, they were at church. You guys were, wow. Anyway, we had very loud, this is in caps, by the way, very loud sex. When his mum returned, she knocked at the door and started questioning me. Apparently, his 12-year-old sister was next door, heard everything, and then told his mum when she got back. He had lied that nobody was in the house. I was interrogated. She may as well have asked how many hairs I have on my head. I was shaking. I can't believe she even let me stay that night.
Wow. What would you do if that happened to you?
Faint.
I would die.
No, just faint. Because now you can't get at me and having sex in your house. You could just...
And I feel, for me personally, you will never be shown respect from the parent after that.
Because you didn't have the decency to hide it.
Exactly. Like, you'll never be shown...
oh, my God. No, I'd faint on the spot. That way, that would take precedent over. Like, that's then you'd the be thinking, oh, my God, is she okay?
Yeah. 100% you'll just faint. Be known as that whore that my son brought home that time. Oh.
That's embarrassing. Wow.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not about it. That's why you shouldn't have sex, guys. Celibacy is key.
I know you shouldn't have sex, guys. Celibacy is key.
SpongeBob meme, yeah, that kills me.
Fuck it took me. Ages for me to even know what the hell it was about. I thought that it was actually like from somewhere, but someone just decided to just use that meme and then start typing.
Yeah, SpongeBob was supposed to be he was pretending to be a chicken.
Oh, so he really like acted like that in the cartoon.
Yeah, he was acting like a chicken. I think because Squidward was scared of chickens. So it was like,
and I've probably watched that episode as well. I've watched every SpongeBob episode. I still love SpongeBob.
Fuck you anyway. Celibacy is key, guys. All 2017. I know some of you are joining us this summer. You know, I hope you guys. Can you shut the fuck up, dumb bitch? I hope you guys stay, you know, strong in your beliefs.
Strong in your beliefs.
Shut the fuck up. So fucking annoying.
Okay.
So on today's segment of. I finally said segment.
I was waiting for you to mess up as well.
And today's segment of asking for a friend, we have we have so many dilemmas, so many questions. So we thought we'd answer all of them because I know some people must be getting mad frustrated that we haven't answered theirs. So I'll start with a very simple question. How long would you say you should know someone before having sex?
It's up to you. Whatever you feel, whenever you feel comfortable with the person, that's all. Don't ever have sex with someone if you're feeling pressured into having sex with them. But it's literally,
I don't think there's a time limit. Yeah,
there's no time
limit. Like, whenever you're ready, whenever you feel comfortable,
exactly.
That's when you should start having sex. Because if you don't feel comfortable and you have sex, all you're going to remember is, ugh. And the thing is, if you're not comfortable with having sex with someone and you have sex with them, all you're going to think is, I have to entertain this person further because I've had sex with them. Do you get what I mean? Like, some people think that way. They think like, oh, because I've had sex with this person, now I just have to see what they're about, basically.
I don't believe that. Well, not I don't believe it. I don't agree with it.
Of course I don't agree with it. But
yeah, wait
until you're ready to have sex with them and you think you want to have sex with them.
Yeah, whenever you feel like it's completely up to you.
Because always... And another thing, I feel like... For me, I feel like, even though it's going to sound like mad, you know, pick-me-ish, but the sooner you have sex... the less you worry about it, if that makes sense. Like, as with everything, in a relationship or seeing someone in general, you need to be compatible in everything. So, sex is important as well. Mm. So, if you're a virgin and you want to stay a virgin till marriage, you need to be both on the same page. If you, you like certain things and they don't, you need to be both on the same page. Like, everything has to be level. It's just as important as being emotionally compatible, physically, everything. So
and while we're actually on this question, like, I hope nobody honestly believes the 90-day rule. It's that shit is a lie. Okay, so I hope none of you are like holding out because you feel like a man's gonna respect you more. A man will respect you if he wants to respect you. It's really that simple. So exactly.
Been split up with my ex almost a year, but I still see him as my future husband. I've been split up with my ex almost a year, but I still see him as my future husband. I'm still just as in love with him now as when I ended it. She even ended it. He was on Tinder, but I think he may have cheated before that. Literally got no clue what I should do. I keep flirting with him as well. Mm. The relationship was generally really good. He was caring, funny, introduced me to his family, always went on dates, best sex ever, and he was just so attractive to me. But he wouldn't post pictures of me on his Instagram, which was suspect and basically the only argument we'd have. What should I do?
You need to get to the root of, or to the bottom of, why he wasn't posting you on social media. Although I don't feel like you being posted on social media is validation of anything, because there are guys out there that will be posting you on social media and will be cheating with people that you interact with. Like, so I feel like you need to get to the root of that anyway, because he may have had his reasons. But if you're saying that the relationship was perfect in every other way, then I feel like it's something that you could have maybe tried harder for. Right now, the situation that I feel that you're in is that you want to be with him, but you're looking for excuses not to. So
I think the Instagram thing, yeah, it's not about not posting a picture. I think it's the principle. Like, why don't you want to post? Like, what?
And that's why she needs to ask.
Yeah,
him.
I think if it's that much of an issue, that means you don't trust him, and that means there's no reason for there to be trust there if he doesn't want to post you. Like, if he genuinely just doesn't want to post you for no reason, then that's definitely a valid reason. I think you guys need to have a big discussion about that, because if he's perfect in every other way, listen, men are trash. You know, like, no one's like, literally, women may be the full package. Like, women are generally the full package more than men. Men are rarely the full package. You get the full package, hold on tight. Firmest grip.
I don't agree. I think we just come across a lot of trash guys, but there are so many. I'm not doing pick me guys, don't even.
She's
try
doing
it.
Pick me.
Shut up.
Sam's doing pick me guys.
I need a husband, hun. Okay, I don't need to. But yeah, no, seriously, like, I don't feel like, as much as I sorry, I was there stomping
like one fucking giant.
Sorry, as much as I scream men are trash, they are trash, but not everyone. Not every man is trash. That's the way.
Just 99%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you guys, I've already told you about my theory about the men in London. Like, there are about 5 buff men in London, 3 of which are in relationships, only one of which will cheat. So, and even then, why would you want the one that's going to cheat? And then the other two, one is gay and the other one is still being a scumbag. So it's like, you must just settle for the ugly guys. Because it's like, what's the point? All the buff guys are out. Like, do you get what I mean? So, okay, we have so many dilemmas. It's actually killing me. This was a request that we don't publish this on Twitter, so we will not publish this on Twitter. This guy I spoke to ages ago, back then I wasn't feeling him because I was still seeing my ex. Time went on and he got himself a new girl who hates me, but he told me he still likes me. We had sex very recently, even though he says he hasn't got a girl anymore. I know deep down he does, but I still want to go there again. I won't tell his girl anything, and it feels good knowing that we can fuck again. I am so wrong for this, but I can't help this desire. What do I do? Can I do the whole guilty pleasure thing?
If you listen to the podcast, you should already know how I feel about girls that sleep with guys that are in relationships.
Knowingly,
yeah. That's the key word. That knowingly sleep with guys that are in relationships. And I haven't had very nice things to say, so I don't know if I'm the right person to be asking.
I'm going
to
be impartial here, okay? Because obviously I have very strong feelings about side chicks as well. But you know what I've noticed, yeah, with a lot of side chicks, they get off on the feeling that the girl doesn't like them. Like, they get off on the feeling. They like knowing that, oh, yeah, this girl doesn't like me because
so I can
man.
Fuck your man.
Like,
yeah.
People that have that, oh, yeah, I've got your man feet. Like, I don't even get it sometimes, because it's like, can you get a grip?
Mm-hmm.
But, again, I'm being impartial here. So, well, the first step is acceptance. So you know you're wrong for it. So, yeah, you know, exactly. You're not completely trash then. You're like...
just a little bit trash.
You know what it is? You're giving into your vagina. And I know I say this a lot, yeah. Pussy is power, but you need to learn to control your pussy. Literally and figuratively, okay? So you need to know who to give your pussy to. Don't give it to taking men. You may like him, but it's probably because you're bored. Like, 9 times out of 10, it's probably because you're bored, because you don't have anyone there anymore, and this guy is interested in you.
He's filling a void.
And you're entertaining it. Yeah. That's what you're doing. You need to direct your interest elsewhere, find someone who isn't taken, and get on with your life. Like,
you had your chance to have him. He could have actually been yours, and like yours in a more than sexual way.
You decided to see your ex.
You decided, exactly. So, like,
it's not meant to be.
Just have respect for a fellow woman. and just stay away.
That's why I always say common. It's not even like girl code, it's common decency.
Exactly.
Like, you wouldn't want someone doing that to you. Exactly. So why go out of your way to do it to somebody else?
And like, it was your exactly, as I said a second ago, it was your choice to not have him. Like, he wanted you at one point and you didn't want him. So,
and before you delude yourself into thinking it is right person, wrong timing, because I've had this debate plenty of times.
There's no such thing.
There is no such thing. If he was the right person for you, he would be in the right situation for you. It would be the right timing, period.
And to be honest, if he's fucking you while he's in a relationship, he's the wrong time. He's the wrong person anyway.
Yeah.
He doesn't respect either of you. He doesn't respect women.
He doesn't actually want you. He just wants to have his cake and eat it too.
Exactly.
Let that nigga go.
Yeah, just move on.
Okay, here's another one. Oh my God. Got so many dilemmas today. Hiya, I've been going out with this boy for a couple months now.
Am I going to read any?
Oh, do you want to read them?
I feel so lonely. I'm joking, though. I don't know why I can't access Curious Cat. It's just not letting me. So I just let Jamila deal with the Curious Cat.
Hiya, I've been going out with this boy for a couple months now, but he has been my best friend for years now. He just got an amazing job opportunity that he had been waiting for ages. However, we knew that this would affect our relationship because he wouldn't have as much time for me and he would have to move away from where we live. When he told me about it, he said he loved me, however he has to go. And when he does, he wants to start afresh, not forget about me, but just focus on his career. We agreed that we would try to make our relationship continue to blossom and the love for each other, we would try to make it work and our relationship continue to bloom and the love for each other got stronger. Bearing in mind, I hadn't told him I loved him yet and he said he would wait until I was comfortable enough to say it. However, a couple of weeks ago, he said that he had been thinking and he doesn't think that he would be able to find time and that, quote unquote, he didn't want to end things, but he felt he had to. I feel like if I was to tell him how I feel, then maybe he would and we could try and see how things would work. It seems like I'm not even happy without him as he was my main distraction from other things going on in my life. What do you think I should do? Thanks.
Wait, I'm
really... It was very detailed,
yeah.
I know. So, she's been getting out with this boy for a couple months, but they've been best friends for years. He's got an amazing job opportunity, and he wants to focus on his career, but he really loves her. She hasn't told him that she loves him back, and he said he'll wait till she's comfortable to do so. However, a couple of weeks ago, he said that he's been thinking, and he doesn't think he'll be able to find time, and he doesn't want to end things, but he felt he had to. And yeah, she doesn't feel like she's happy without him as he is her main distraction from other stuff in her life.
So basically, she's having a long distance relationship. They were going to have a long distance relationship, but then he just decided it's not.
Yeah, because basically, she hasn't told him that he loves her, but she hasn't told him that she loves him, but he's told her that he loves her.
And does she love him?
She does, but she hasn't told him.
So what's the dilemma? Sorry.
Basically, she wants to know whether or not she should tell him that she loves him.
Oh, it's true. I feel like singing a whole new world.
It's so cute.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, tell him. But then it's long distance, isn't it? He's moved away.
Yeah, she said she doesn't seem like she's... I feel like we were just speaking about in the previous dilemma, right person, wrong Simon. If you feel this person's the right person for you, both of you will make the time. Mm-hmm. And I think in you telling him how you feel, that will help in pushing things in the right direction for you. I mean, it may not, you know what, you might still love each other and end up going separate ways, but you might come back to each other again.
I'm so sorry, I don't mean to be the devil, but I don't believe in long distance relationships. I just don't see the point.
You didn't say where he was going. I don't think it was long distance per se, but I think he wants to focus on his career.
Yeah.
Which...
without her, basically.
Yeah.
Tell him you love him, sis.
Tell him.
I think maybe he just feels that it's not serious enough. Yeah, I feel like he thinks it's not serious enough for him to have to, like, hold on to.
He must feel like he's unrequited love or something. Yeah,
exactly. That's the thing.
Let him know you love him, girl. Keep us updated. Oh, my God. We never get cute dilemmas. You always get, like, you know, sad dilemmas because men are trash. But no, this is cute. Girl, keep us updated. We want to know.
Or we get dilemmas of girls knowing they ain't shit and just asking us to basically tell them that they ain't shit. Like, this is cute.
Okay.
I've got one.
Yep, there you go. I think I've gone through all the Curious Cat ones.
Okay, so here's one. Okay, so may I please remain anonymous? I've been seeing this guy. Okay, by the way, guys, we always keep you anonymous. Like, we unless you ask us to
not keep you anonymous,
then we will always keep you anonymous. Don't worry about that. Anyways, I've been seeing this guy, in brackets, boy A, / talking to him for a few months. I wouldn't say we started off as friends. Things moved fast. We had sex. It was mediocre. I could predict what he was about to do next because the sex was always the same and he was a one-round man. He couldn't locate or rub my clit or finger me and other motherfucking boy could... And the other motherfucking boy... and the other motherfucking boy couldn't even eat pussy. L. But I firmed it because man's was too sensitive and was always crying. To be honest, I was just killing time because from the get-go, he would always talk about how he hated his ex and how she was a demon and hates relationships. So I already knew. Also, this boy would take advantage of how nice I am, but would always move moody like he's a girl. Fast forward, I got tired of not getting my pussy ate and I got with this girl who had me orgasm and come more than I ever have with that guy in one round. LOL. I tweet a lot about bomb dick, but with him, I went super quiet and people clocked. I've recently just met this guy who has become more than a friend, but one could say we behave like best friends. He's really dope. I dig him and we're always laughing. We are free around each other, take showers together, and always wanting to be out and exploring. That went left. And always wanting to be out and exploring. Plus, girl, this dick is bomb, and he eats me out so well.
This dick is bomb. He eats me out so well.
Listen, I'm just spun by the story. That's why I'm not even giving the animation. But let's go back. Girl, this dick is bomb. And he eats me out so well. Now, boy A stopped. This is like gossip. I swear. Now, boy A stopped talking to me and blocked me. I don't know why he's moving mad. I'm sorry. I don't know why he's moving mad.
I can't tell whether or not this girl's American or
this
British.
Is what I'm saying. It's definitely a British girl, but... moving mad. He's moving mad because he was never my boyfriend. He needs to stop acting like he's the victim because he made it clear from the get-go. And how do I even break up with someone that isn't my man? I'm happy with my new man. Do I need to explain myself to boy A? Because if this was the other way around, he'd definitely say I'm moving mad for blocking him. Seriously, what kind of episode of flipping EastEnders is this? Because, like, I don't know, where did the girl fit in?
I need to go back and read
this. I need to process this again.
So she was seeing boy A, talking to him every month.
Yeah.
Had sex, mediocre.
He was crap.
Okay, he was shit. Then he would always take advantage of her. Then she had sex with a girl. Great.
That was great sex. And then she had this the boy A, that's just
she never tweeted about bomb dick. And he clocked. People clocked. Okay.
Okay.
Then boy B came. Right.
Okay.
More than they behaved like best friends, really dope, always laughing, take showers together.
Take shots together.
And the dick is bomb.
Bomb.
Listen, I don't think you guys understand her mouth. Oh, she's putting this bomb.
Bomb.
Then boy A is not talking to her anymore. You don't have to explain yourself. Sorry, he's not your man.
So is the dilemma that she just needs to know what to do with boy A?
Yeah.
Girl, you're just showing off, yeah? You just wanted to tell us about the bomb dick and the orgasm. And the girl.
Exactly. Like, someone's
you are showing off because... the dilemma was in the first paragraph.
Some of us having no orgasms. You're having left, right, up, down. Listen, there were so many O's. Like, no, let me count how many O's. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 O's. Is this how bomb was 7. That dick? Damn.
Bomb.
Okay, forget about boy A. Who cares if he's moving, man? Let him cry.
Did he block you? I suppose he blocked you.
No, you blocked him.
Oh, move, man.
He should move.
You don't owe a guy with shit dick anything. You don't owe him any explanations.
Lower
your tone. Okay,
he should apologize.
Exactly. He should do ballet for giving you that.
He should beg forgiveness.
Do you know what I'm saying?
About he's moving mad.
He needs to pay the bride price for boy B. Yeah. Okay, he needs to pay that for you for boy B. Like, that's nah.
I can imagine how boy B be walking around bare cocky and shit.
Isn't my bomb dick? My bomb dick. I'll be swinging it. What do you mean? Clockwise, anti-clockwise? What do you mean? Up and down. Flap, flap, flap. I need to stop. Listen, God. you're a show off. I'm angry.
Yeah, for real. Wow. Like, you're really showing off of your bomb. I can't get over it. I think you actually put it out.
And the thing is, she didn't just get bombed. She got a bomb pussy as well. Like, exactly. Fuck off.
And he eats me out so well. Exactly. You got bomb dick and bomb pussy. Nah, okay, no, but for all, you don't owe him anything. Like, he doesn't deserve anything from you.
He doesn't deserve an explanation. Exactly. As far as he's concerned, exactly. You've got a man now.
Exactly. Remove him from your body count. In fact, remove two people from your body count, mm-hmm. just for that. Okay, yeah. Next
dilemma.
Okay. One second.
You're scrolling way too down. Go back up.
No, I think I found one.
Mm.
Oh no, sorry. I'm like three episodes behind or four. Have I missed one?
Give me your phone. My phone just died.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh wow, what did I
miss? It was even flagged.
Okay, sorry. All right, so hello girls. Love your pod. Keep up the consistency. Thank you, girls. Okay, so I have a situation I want some advice on. I'll try and break it down as simple as possible, lol. I added this guy on Snapchat last year as I thought he was good looking. We soon started talking every day, only as friends. We were talking for 2 months before I decided to meet him because I need to know a boy has more to offer than his looks. When we met, we went to cinema, everything was good, etc. After that, we continued talking every day, but every time he'd ask to meet up, I'd make an excuse as I didn't want things moving fast, as I know he doesn't have much to do for girls to be on him. Very sexy, in capital letters and in brackets.
Must be lucky when the one... Five buffmen in London.
I wanted him to get to know me for me instead of liking me for the physical, so I would always remind him that I'm only interested in being friends for now, and he agreed, even though we would flirt sometimes. I kept blowing him off. We continued talking every day and everything was fine. After 6 months, I stopped contacting him regularly as I was way too busy to be focusing on getting to know anyone, but we'd still talk every couple weeks. Suddenly, he went quiet and I found out he went to jail. Brackets, not for anything serious. And is coming out at the end of the year. Him being in jail made me feel a bit bad for taking advantage of the time we could have spent together. So, we've been talking again recently and I really like him, which I always have. I told him that when he gets out, we would continue to know each other again. Depending if he's in a relationship by then or not. As he told me, he's not going to do that. Take his word. Problem is, I want to get to know him on a friend's level. First, as I believe... Problem is, I want to get to know him on a friend's level first, as I believe everything blossoms from there. But I think he thinks I want him to be my boyfriend. I'm confused. Is there a way I could tell him that I want us to get to know each other for us, not for the lust? Please give me advice. Doesn't have to be on your pod. I love an email. Kisses. Kisses back, boo.
Right, girlfriend, that dilemma was so long. She said she was going to keep it short.
Do you know what I mean? That's why I was like, I'm tired. I wasn't expecting that.
Listen, I brought my phone out. I had to charge it. Like, okay, with getting to know someone, I don't think you have to explicitly say that you just want to be friends first. Mm-hmm. I think you just have to be like, I hate the term, but this is the term you have to use, go with the flow. You literally have to go with
the flow. Go with the flow? What is going with the flow?
You go with the flow, meaning obviously there's no titles on what you're doing, but you're getting to know each other, you're seeing where things go.
Bad advice.
Shut the fuck up. You're seeing where things go, so I think obviously that's what you want, and I'm assuming what he wants is more than that. But you can tell him that can come, but first you still want to get to know him as a person.
In my honest opinion, I really think you just need to move on to somebody else. I don't feel like you're that interested in him because...
Now you just feel bad.
Yeah, you're doing this out of pity now. And anyway, he went to jail. You ain't got no business over there.
I wanted to give, like, not even just advice to her, just in general. I was reading a book, I forgot what it's called. If I remember the name, I will tweet about it. But it was talking about how
we shouldn't settle for less than the spark. So good enough shouldn't be good enough for you. So if somebody isn't giving you, like, you feeling like, you know, this is Disney Channel kind of love, then you shouldn't settle for it. Good enough, like, just, oh yeah, well, he's there, should never be.
Oh, I know what book. Okay, it was Harry Potter.
Guys, I'm gonna need a new co-host. I don't know what's getting into Sanya, but she's just losing her mind this episode. Like, I think she's delirious.
I am. I haven't slept.
I'm not even by yet, but I'm not moving mad.
I haven't slept for a month. Okay, guys, more or less, I haven't slept for a month. Okay, I'm a zombie right now. Okay, go on.
Anyway, so that's a bit crazy, guys. So as I was saying. Yeah, so good. She said fucking Harry Potter. Like, what the fuck is wrong with her? So, if I find the book, basically saying that good enough should not never ever be good enough for you. Like, don't just say, don't just pity someone and start talking to them just because, oh, well, he's always there. Like, I used to do that a lot, Sam, innit? I used to always just talk to somebody because they were just there.
No, she didn't.
What the fuck? Can you just
she's retrying. They're trying to make it seem like I'm pussy pups.
Get off this podcast. I mean, guys, anybody, listen. Listen, anybody that wants to be on the show, listen, I'm getting rid of Sam next episode because this is just too much now. Like, she's losing her mind. Like, she's been stomping all episodes, yeah, in the studio.
Okay, okay, okay. All right, let's wheel it. Right, yeah, Jamila used to do that. She made me say that.
Guys,
okay, 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 okay. Guys, okay.
See, this is why, you know when people say that I'm annoying, this is where I get it from, because she is like extremely annoying. Like, anyway, guys. So yeah, guys, just don't settle. Like, if you don't like him, like, don't let it be that. Oh, just so what the fuck are you doing? Oh my god, I'm gonna kill her. Oh my god, all right,
I'm restless.
Sweat.
Okay, like, I'm restless. Okay, right.
Any fucking way. Let me forget what fuck I was saying. You do some fucking dumb shit in the background, like one weird.
What?
Fuck.
One. Continue. Then.
Anyway, yeah, just don't talk to him out of pity. Like, talk to him because you actually want to. Like, yeah. Just because he went to jail, don't feel sorry for him. He told him to go to jail.
Yeah, just because he went to jail, don't feel sorry for him.
Guys, I'm not joking. DM me. Who wants to be my next co-host? Like, she's actually pissing. My next co-host, guys, anybody, I don't care who you are. I don't care if I've insulted you before. Like, tell me if you want to be my next co-host. She's losing her mind. Like, I'm this close to burnt out.
I've been away from my son for this long. No, I'm joking. That's not it. Okay, no, seriously. Yeah. What Jamila said.
So what's your advice?
I think I gave some advice at the start. But yeah, don't be with him out of pity. I feel like you need to go and find someone else. It's not fair on this guy.
She doesn't even know what she's saying. She doesn't even remember the dilemma. Like, she's just ridiculous.
I didn't want to say it.
She's just ridiculous right now.
God.
Anyway, yeah, just, I think if you really, really think you actually like this guy, then, you know, wait till he gets out of jail at the end of the year.
No, he's already out of jail, isn't he?
No, he's coming to see you. This is why you don't... Next time
okay,
I'm
no, seriously. Okay, no, seriously. Okay, no, okay. Seriously, I'm actually going to... find this dilemma quickly because I want to actually give on like proper advice now.
She's moving mad crazy. I'm actually like, as if her wig is bare tight or something.
It
like.
Actually is. This hat is tight. Everything is tight.
I didn't wear
my
a wig
jeans
today,
are tight.
Guys.
They're unbuttoned. I came here with my jeans unbuttoned. But no one will know. Okay. Every couple of weeks,
anyway, I look mad cute today, guys. I'm wearing my this Pussy Grabs Back crop hoodie, and it's just so cute. And
yeah, it is so cute. Shout out Leomi for that.
So shout out to Leomi, baddest. But yeah, it's so cute. I love it so much.
Yeah. Okay. One thing that I was confused about with this dilemma is that she said that it depends on whether he's in a relationship by then or not. Like, where would he find time to
basically,
get into a new
I think she means that she's not
going
to talk to him now.
I don't get it.
I think she means she's not going to talk to him now until he gets out.
Yeah, I get that. But where would he find time to jump into a relationship?
Do you know how many niggas
in
jail jump into relationships?
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
This is not 2006 anymore, right? Like, but
Keisha
actually
the scare. People, they get into relationships. They write letters to
Do
each
you
other.
Know, oh, God.
Like, I love you, baby.
Send nudes as actual photographs. Like, they actually do that.
They smuggle shit in.
Yeah, I know a girl back in the day. She actually got into a relationship with a guy that she had never met. And she was like, oh, yeah, my boyfriend, he's in jail. Like, yeah, she used to send him news and everything. And she had never met him. She literally got his number from her, well, their mutual friend. Started writing
letters. Is that your friend?
And then got into it. No, she's a girl that I used to know, okay?
Her friend.
A girl that I used to know.
Her friend.
All right? A girl that I used to know. If you're listening to this, you are not my friend, okay? You are a girl that I used to know, all right? You know who you are.
Wow, guys. Yeah, she's just rejecting people.
Yes, I am. I am, because I don't have stupid friends like that. Actually, I said that too soon. I said that with a bit too much confidence. Just a little bit too much vim.
Yeah, she says she has stupid friends. So you guys, all you guys that are Sam's friends, yeah, just know she thinks some of you are stupid.
Oh, yeah, no, but seriously, yeah, move on. Move on.
I think, is that one of the dilemmas?
I don't know.
It is.
Okay, it is.
Yeah, so we finally answered all of our dilemmas. I think. No, we haven't. There's a few more we haven't, but...
That's what I was thinking, but I was just like, I'm just going to leave you.
I'm sorry, guys.
We just don't have time.
Like, maybe, you know, God knows what we'll do, but we'll catch the dilemmas next episode, okay? If they're urgent, let us know if it's urgent. Yeah. Otherwise, we will push them, because they're not just dilemmas for you. They're also topics for discussion, so that people who may be going through the same thing can also relate to and, you know, seek advice from it as well. So, yeah.
And I'm really sorry. I got so sloppy towards the end. I don't know. I just lost my mind. The screw just went ping and literally it just flew out. I don't know what happened. I'm just so tired. So tired. But...
You guys know the drill. Send your dilemmas to pinkmattercontact@gmail.com or curiouscat.me/pinkmatter.
I need to say something before Jamila. I'm sorry. Guys, I am so sorry. Last episode, I swear, as soon as we pressed like stop, I was like, Jamila, I've done something stupid. She was like, what? I said, I got the name of one of the guys completely wrong. There is no Jerome Brown. Actually, there might be a Jerome Brown. I'm sorry if he's getting stoned right now and his house is getting bricked. His mum's getting happy slapped on road. I don't know. But his name was Jarrell Brown, not Jerome Brown. I think my mind...
Like one dickhead.
I was spelling it out with confidence. You see what I'm saying? Confidence and vim. I need to chill and think. But literally, I don't know why the name Jerome. I know. It literally is pregnancy brain. Like, I don't know why I said Jerome. Like, I don't even think I know any Jeromes. But yeah, Jarrell. J-E-R-R-E-L-L Brown from Fulham. Okay.
Who was he friends with?
He was friends with Marcus.
Are you sure it's Marcus?
Yeah, he was friends with Marcus, who also used to go by the name of Critz. C-R-I-T-Z.
Maybe
S. Yes. Marcus Critz, Jarrell Brown. J-E-R-R-E-L-L Brown. That is a fact. So, sorry, I have to clear that up. And I'm sorry to any Jerome Brown. I'm so sorry. Accept my sincerest apology if you are Jerome Brown from Fulham. But this is Jarrell Brown from Fulham. Long, curly hair. There. Went to Henry Compton.
Yeah, so fucking ridiculous. So yeah, businesses as well, don't forget to email us at pinkmattercontact@gmail.com for further inquiries. So live first, don't forget, we are going to be there on the Discover stage answering dilemmas live. If you love us, we will see you there.
Mm-hmm. Has the date been released? It has been, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been released.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, anyway. 6th of August, right?
Yeah. Don't forget, Pink 5, so get coins off your purchases. I love that.
Coins off your purchases.
So, yeah, I can't wait to see you guys. Do you have any announcements, Samantha Ray?
No.
I just want you guys to know that we are always up to something. So, you know, keep your eyes peeled and your ears to the ground, because you know we the baddest bitches. And don't forget,
on Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter. Send me bundles.
Send me nudes.